9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a man has been arrested following a young boy's death after a car crash south of Brisbane. The three-year-old boy died in the foyer of Beenleigh Police Station after the car crash on Saturday morning. Detective Mark Mooney said a man had subsequently been charged with breaching a domestic violence order and would appear in court on Monday. Emergency services were called to Eastern Services Road at Stapleton around 5 a.m. Saturday after the vehicle travelling south, carrying two adults and two children, veered off the road into bushland. Queensland Police said initial inquiries indicated a witness helped the woman and three-year-old and transported them to Beenleigh Police Station. Quote, a short time later, the three-year-old became unresponsive, end quote, police said in a statement. In other local news, almost 75,000 homes in the Greater Brisbane region has lost power in yesterday's wild storms. Of those homes, 24,000 are still currently without power, heading into an extreme warm 37-degree day. Kenmore, Indooroopilly, Brookfield, Chapel Hill and Fig Tree Pocket are among the worst affected suburbs, with some schools shut today without power. A cool change is due tomorrow, but the Bureau of Meteorology warns the relief will be short-lived, as the extreme heat will increase the chance of thunderstorms developing again later in the week. In national news, a truck driver has been freed after being trapped for more than 6 hours with his vehicle rolled off West Cessnock, spilling 20,000 litres of seafood liquid product into a creek bed. About 25 different emergency services attended the scene as the 50-year-old driver was trapped in the cabin of the truck. Acting Superintendent Brian said that, quote, this product is used as a fertiliser and it's being deemed as non-hazardous, end quote.
In other national news, Tony Ryan from the Australian Medical Association says that WA is currently experiencing major delays in the spinal ward caused by a shortage of neurosurgeons. Quote, there's simply not enough specialists and not enough clinics, Dr. Ryan said. A Perth man living with a spinal injury said he waited 6 months for surgery to treat painful pressure sores that left him bedridden. The man says the delays left him missing key family moments and fearing for his life as he risks the sores spiralling into fatal infections if untreated. In international news, drone terror in Europe sends Australian defence tech soaring. Following the Russia and Ukraine war, Australian drone company sales are up more than 400% for the year, including a $60 million plus deal with a European military customer. The technology ranges from soft kill tools, which can detect a drone and jam its signals to confuse it, as well as hard kill equipment such as lasers that shoot them to the ground. These are useful tools on battlefields and borders, but they are also said to have potential in civilian settings like airports or large events. And for your weather today, Brisbane is experiencing some morning fog with an expected shower or two. It's currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 37. The fire danger is extreme today and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. And that's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.